Lacrosse activist June Chomey was among seven people arrested at U.S. Senator Herb Cole's lacrosse office. 85-year-old Chomey and area activists, including several UW lacrosse students, held a sit-in in Cole's office late Monday afternoon. Chomey says they had a good conversation with Cole aide John Mettinger, but when 5:30 came, he told them it was time to leave. Chomey says they told Mettinger they planned to stay all night.
We said, well, you can call the police. Well, he wasn't very happy about doing that either, but in the end he did. The police came, and they told us, you know, that, of course, we were trespassing and we needed to get out of there, and we said we weren't going to. So eventually more police came, and we were charged with trespassing.
Chomey says they told Mettinger they weren't there to cause problems. She says protesters have tried to get Cole to stop backing administration action in Iraq, but have been unsuccessful changing his mind.
This war was wrong from the beginning, and that the amount of money we are spending is just astronomical. We are not using our money for the things that are important for us as people. We are destroying lives, and violence only begets violence.
Anti-war protests have also been held in Madison and elsewhere. During one in Brookfield this week, several people were arrested outside U.S. Representative Jim Sensenbrenner's office. They were charged with disobedience to an officer. Meanwhile, Chomey and six others faced trespassing charges in municipal court. Sandra Harris, Wisconsin Public Radio.